something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and makeup artist Derek Carberry is back this week. You're back with your makeup hacks.
I'm back with my hacks, yes, makeup hacks, and my thing. I'm going to embarrass myself
for you
to be here.
Da hack you. So what you have for us, there's lots of tips that makeup artists know about makeup, and some of them don't want to share because we'll be doing them out of a job. Then Derek Carberry comes in here.
Well, this is funny,
and
because
I talk him into it.
You contacted me, and we had we always have our little kind of running order of what we're going to talk about, and the first thing you mentioned on your makeup hacks was heating up the lash curler. And I was at home, was this only last night or the night before, and I burst out laughing because this is like a running joke with some friends of mine from about 15, 20 years ago, when a very good friend of mine, who you might know actually, Michael Doyle, he's a hairdresser, he and I were sharing together, and one night we were getting ready to go out, like, and he walked
in. I can imagine, the bottles everywhere.
Can you imagine? You think I'm bad now, it was worse then. And I was getting ready to go out, and Michael walked into the room, me mid blow drying my eyelashes. Now, when I said, now bearing in mind, I'm in my 20s, I'm starting out, I'm only a baby makeup artist. And not that that makes any difference, I still do it anyway. And he walked in and caught me, and he was like, stopped dead in his tracks as if he was after finding me murdering somebody or something, with his mouth open going, "What the hell are you doing?" And I said, I'm curling my eyelashes.
So it is a trick.
It is a trick.
So what do? You get the eyelash curler?
Get your eyelash curler.
Are the metal ones better than the plastic
ones? The metal
ones
are better than the plastic ones for this. And you just have to be very careful because you don't want to burn the eyelids off yourself. So I do a little kind of a, you know, with the hairdryer turned up full onto the lash curler, the metal part, the round part. And then just let it cool down for a few seconds. I even just put my finger to it to make sure it's not too hot because you could burn the eyelids off yourself. And then just curl your lashes like you normally would. And I guarantee you, 100%, it's going to look like you've had a lash lift. Now, I hope my parents are not listening to this and they're going to go, "Why the hell, son, did you have to give that information away?"
Yeah.
But there you go. I've done it and I do it.
And what about, I saw a tip, and you can tell me whether you've ever done this one before. You know those normal little hair clips that you get? I think they're called bobby pins in America or whatever. Some people are using them for putting the glue onto their eyelashes.
Oh, yeah. That's
fake
good.
Fake eyelashes.
Yeah, that's good. With fake eyelashes, it can be very difficult because you need such a little skinny amount along the lash line of the rim of the lash. And if something like that works for you, that's fine. Some people use the tip of their brush, the opposite end, not the hairy end, obviously. Some people use that, or some people use the pen, you know, the top of a pen. Whatever it is, whatever works for you. I just kind of like squeeze the glue out barely out of the tube and run the lash along the glue that comes out. You know, there's different ways of doing it, and that is a good tip.
Because the worst look is when you have all those lumps of glue the whole way around.
With the lash glue, you just need a fine layer of lash glue. And what happens if people put on too much, it's when you put it on, it starts squashing down to the bottom part of your lash and you glue your eyes together.
Not the
best look. But now, in fairness, again, with certain glues, like there's a duo glue out there, it's stocked all over Ireland, is much better than the glue you get with the lashes, and it's kind of a rubbery glue. So if that does happen, you can literally pull your lashes apart and it's grand. Your eyes won't be stuck together, and don't panic. Yeah. If it does happen, it does happen. Just separate your eyes and you'll be fine.
My 14-year-old niece is wearing the lashes into school and everything.
Are they allowed?
Oh, I only asked her that. I said, "Are you allowed?" Well, she said, "We're not really, but they don't really say anything."
What?
But they're looking
14?
So glamorous into school.
What would it be like when they're trying to go out then? How do they change their look? Do you know what I mean?
I know. That's the state of us when we were going to school at that age.
Pantstick.
Pantstick? Oh my God. It was 5 inches thick. Makeup. So any other hacks that you have for us?
That's the main one, is the lashes. Oh, there was one thing that happened years ago as well. And I don't know, this is seemingly was done as a project or like an experiment for a makeup test that they did in the UK once. And they were using alternatives to makeup, right? So one thing was, I know this sounds mad, but I actually did do it and it kind of worked. You know, when you light a match, and when the match goes, is obviously cold and it has the remnants of the charcoal on the match.
Uh-huh.
They actually use that along the lash line to put like a kind of like a line of dark, of like a dark colour.
Come here, you probably find that it'll make you go blind or something.
Oh, well, sure, it's not ophthalmology tested or anything like that. But come here, they did it as a test and it actually looked all right. But I wouldn't be recommending it. But anyway,
you wouldn't be that desperate for a bit of eyeliner.
And don't be saying, I don't want to get sued. I did not say that you should do that. That's something somebody else did. Do not do that at home.
That's why they call it the smoky eye.
Exactly. This is what they were doing. They were trying to come up with alternatives. There was a makeup, and this is one of the experiments they did. It was gas.
Okay, but don't do it at home. Okay. Derek, how can we contact you?
I'm on DerekCarberry.com and my Instagram is also Derek Carberry.
This is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.